our past is what I could call the used to be me. That's who I used to be. But thankfully, we don't live in the past. We've been changed by the powerful work of Jesus. Thanks for joining us as we continue our daily devotions focusing on keeping our family strong. So check out this verse from 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. Listen to this. Or do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you. That's who you used to be. But you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. What a powerful passage. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11. This passage doesn't say that any person who has sinned will be barred from the kingdom of God. In that case, heaven would be empty except for God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit, right? Scripture is clear that all of us have sinned. So the unrighteous in this passage refers to those whose lives is characterized by sin apart from Christ. The unrighteous have not been washed. They have not been sanctified. They have not been justified. Without Jesus, they continue to live in and live out their sin. Paul's list describes a life of habitual sin, and that list is long, but it's not exhaustive. Included with idolaters, adulterers, and drunkards are men who have sex with men. Those who continue this course of life are living as those who don't know God. And those who don't know God through Jesus will not inherit the kingdom of God. Does that mean people won't have temptations in this area? No. Does that mean people may not fall in this area? No. It means these are individuals who have said, this is who I am, it's okay, and I am going to live this life. For the believer, a change has occurred. Following the list of sinful lifestyles, Paul adds this, and such were some of you. That's who you used to be, but no longer. Jesus has washed you from past sin. Aren't you thankful for that? Jesus has set you apart for himself. You are sanctified. Jesus has declared you not guilty. You are justified. You're not the person you used to be. You're a new creation in Jesus. The old is gone. The new has come through the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. Thank God for his cleansing, sanctifying, and justifying grace. Father, thank you for your good grace in our lives. Thank you that we're not who we used to be. And that's all because of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.